Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and the show today is on the frequency of oneness. It's actually more than that, though. It's more about really being able to tune in to multiple things at once to really get out of the frontal cortex in the brain, which is the ideal state where your whole brain is functioning and talking to all the other parts of the brain. So we're going to be doing many meditations to get there, and also talking about how to use that as a way of getting over problems and focus on specific issues. So our intention is that everyone may be in the zone, because when you're focused on more than one thing at a time, you go into the zone. So everybody will be in the zone and having the whole brain functioning all the time. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about what's happening here at the school. Tomorrow we have a Whirling Dervish workshop from 2 to 4, and it's about $30. It's on the website, soundhealingcenter.com, and this woman's a specialist at it. She gets you spinning without falling over and getting dizzy, and she also tells about the tradition, as she's really steeped in the tradition of whirling dervishes, and it's a really cool way to get very high and work with some sound. So that's tomorrow, 2 to 4, and then we also have our next big event is the Mount Shasta Retreat. That's July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We still have room there. It's profound. It's at Stewart Mineral Springs, so you can go in the tubs. It's right on a river, and it's really, really great. We go up on the mountain on the third day and just resonate with all the Lemurians and the energy of Mount Shasta, which is quite profound. And it's always, every year, it's just an amazing time. Bev from the Crystal Room comes in and brings in her alchemy bowls and does a whole activation on Saturday night as well. So you can find that on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. We have another open house. I think it's not till about June 20th. But the main thing that's coming up is our summer intensive. There's still room for that as well. And that's June 5th to the 16th from 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's the first half of it. You don't have to come back for the second half, but if you want to get the certificate, you can come back in August from August 4th to the 14th. So this is the entire certificate program if you want to do the whole thing. And it's, again, 10 to 9:30 every day. We have a dozen instructors. You get a wide perspective. You go in the zone and never come out. It's really transformative. It's really profoundly transformative. And if you wanted to continue into the degree program, you can continue doing the three-month program come September. We also do have the three-and-a-half-month certificate program starting in September again as well, if you didn't want to just do the immersive version. And then that goes into the degree program. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We work with frequencies, timbres, and syllables, and a lot of voice, and a lot of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. We also go through aspects of music and use a lot of intention. And it's a profound experience. It's really unbelievably transformative. You can also even stay here at the Institute if you wanted to. We've got, we don't have any beds or showers, but it's only $200 for 10 days. So we've got a nice kitchen, and it's a beautiful space. And we have sound tables and sound lounges everywhere. So that's June 5th to the 16th, and also August 4th to the 14th. We also have the same program online. And that you can start just about any day for the next 2 weeks. You can start Tuesday or Thursday this week, or Tuesday or Thursday the next week. We have ongoing enrollment. and the classes I'm doing don't really need prerequisites. And that's with a dozen instructors also. If you can't make it out, it works really well. It's really, really effective. And we do toning, chanting, mantras. We do the full perspective of everything I was just talking about and do a lot of meditations and practice on each other, even right online. It's really, really very effective. Today, we just found everybody's soul note in the class. And that was really fun having everybody. We played each of the 12 notes and had everybody look at one person on the webcam and try and find their note. And like 70-80% of the people come up with the same note that where they're at peace. And then I send them out CDs. So that was actually within the class. So that's also online. There we do have the entire degree online as well. You can actually go right into the degree after the certificate program. Also, for both of these classes, you can do individual classes. You don't have to do the whole program. You can do just one course if you want, or even just one class if you want. So you can find all that information about the classes at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at Dave at 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio recording classes, which are completely separate from the sound healing. We've got an intensive starting July 2nd. It's like 4 days a week and then two nights a week also for 1 month. And you learn how to record, mix, and produce. We use Pro Tools, but it's applicable to other programs like Ableton Live and Logic. And you learn all about the effects and MIDI recording and how to use binaural beats and how to get people really, really high. Right. And we also have the 3.5 month version of that starting September 5th. If you wanted to do a longer version, we have three recording studios here. So you get to practice in the recording studios as well. We also have that program online, which just started this last week. We have one class a week and then 5 hours of lab. You could even jump into that class really easily if you want. It's worked really well online because you can hear what I'm mixing and see my screen in real time. And we also have a music theory component to it as well. And so that's on our site at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our next training meeting for the voice analysis on June 9th. If you buy the program, which is $888, then you get to take the training meeting for 4.5 hours on how to use it. And it's a really incredible program that shows you what's going on with different organs, with learning disabilities. It shows you what frequencies are missing or too much in your voice, which correspond to different issues, both emotional and physical. It's a very, very powerful program. It can even help you find, what bowl to use or what essential oil to use, because you can test them and then actually do the or use them and then do the test and see how if it supports what you need. It's very cool if you have an essential oil business. So we also do that treatment online as well for just like $65. And we also have our whole treatment center where we find your soul note. We do massage on the sound table. We do a combo treatment, full range of things, including chakra treatments. We can do a lot of those online as well. We also have our store here where we've got over 100 CDs. Many of them are being used in hospitals. We also have sound tables, sound lounges that are profound for transforming. They're being used for PTSD, for Parkinson's, for just relaxation. Yeah, if I have anything going on, it's like 10 minutes and it's vibrated out of the whole body, not only emotionally, but out of the body physically as well. Very cool. So you can find all our stuff in the store at soundoflove.com. And then the therapy center is soundtherapycenter.com. Truth is, you can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com, though. Okay. So Yesterday, before we get underway, I want to tell you about one more thing. Yesterday, I had a meeting with the head of the integrative therapy department at Kaiser Hospital, and she's actually taken the certificate program online, and she's already brought 30 doctors here and done a whole workshop with me for 3 hours. And we just had like a 2-hour brainstorming session yesterday. And I got really excited because we're looking at actually incorporating, first, all of our CDs. They're already recommending people to us for pain management and for anxiety. But we're also looking at they're going to start using tuning forks. It's a little tricky in a hospital because you can't really do treatments on people, right? Especially like hands-on or a bass pod. We've got a bass pod, which is like a subwoofer that you can put on the body that is profoundly effective for actually getting rid of pain. But she didn't think we could do that in the hospital. So we're going to give them tuning forks and let them put the tuning forks on themselves. But we're also going to be doing a lot of research projects. We came up with multiple research projects where we can test the frequencies for many different things, including depression, ADD. She said that the biggest problem is pain, and from the pain comes the opioid dependency. So we'll be doing research on what will help with that. I mean, just a full range of things, and she's so into it. And she said the number one thing, though, is we're going to start doing a monthly workshop for the doctors, training them on alternative therapies. You know, because what was really interesting that I got from her is a lot of the doctors these days are scrambling because they don't know what to do, because they ideally don't want to give drugs if they don't have to, especially opioids. So it's actually really cool to hear that they're really not wanting to give the drugs, but they don't know what else to do. So they have actually learned many things, like, you know, there's things like yoga or breath work or just meditation. I mean, there's acupuncture. They got quite a few things, but they're getting really interested in the sound therapy because it is so effective and so specific. It can be very general where it gets you in the zone, but very specific as well. So also, we've got a foundation that looks like it's going to fund a lot of the research now. We'll probably know tomorrow. And so I just wanted to share that because it's really great that we're making so much headway into hospitals now. And then ultimately, one day, the doctors will be actually using frequencies for cancer, right? To break up the cancer for specific issues. And even that's making headway, which is really getting sound healing, not just into the complementary area, but into the actual medical area. And that's really, really exciting because there's no side effects. Not only that, I was telling her yesterday, the main thing that people want is something that's effective, something that really works, something that is inexpensive, and something that's fun, right? I mean, if something is fun, like sound healing, it's like, oh yeah, I'll do that, right? But even yoga is like work, you know, for a lot of, especially if you're in a lot of pain or have a lot going on. You know, even meditation is a lot of work, but sound, listening to music or sounds doesn't take much work at all, maybe a little bit of intention. So it's so much fun. So it's kind of like the ideal combination. It really works. It's cheap. You know, you can do it with your voice, you know, and it is fun. It is really fun, actually. Okay. So I've really been focused on this whole brainwave state of theta, which is the brainwave state rhythm of your brain where you're actually in the zone. And it's interesting, the number one way to get into theta is to tune into multiple things at once. Normally, we're always tuned into one thing at a time, where our prefrontal cortex is focused on one thing in front of us, or one task, or one issue, one thought, one whatever, right? And occasionally we'll zoom out and look at the whole picture at once, where we tune into all the song, all the instruments in a mix at once, where we tune into all the sparkles on the water at once, where we tune in to all of the harmonics in a crystal bowl, right? Where we tune in to multiple rhythms in a Tibetan bowl all at once, where we tune in to the whole universe at once. And the cool thing about this is when you do that, you come out of one tiny part of the brain and the whole brain starts talking to each other. Joe Dispenza talks about this in detail. And it's really quite well known. It's just simply focusing on more than one thing at a time. We're not talking multitasking. We're talking multiple things at once. And what's so good about it is it's really the ideal state because your brain is really functioning in full capacity, right? Sometimes you need to focus on one thing at a time when you're trying to figure things out. But, you know, there's even the situation where you know where you're trying to figure something out. You can't figure it out. You just try and try, and it's like you just can't figure it out. And then you go do something else or you relax, and the answer just pops in your head. And it's even more detailed than what you're trying to figure out. It just comes to you. That's because you've gone into that full brain state and been able to access it. It's a very cool state. Let me give you a little experience of what I'm talking about. So focus on one spot, either in the room or on the wall or in something right in front of you. Focus on one thing and stare at that one thing for just a few seconds here, like one word on the screen or any one thing, okay? Now zoom out and defocus and see the whole room at the same time. So don't look at any one thing. Just kind of bring in your peripheral vision. Just see everything at once. Don't focus on any one thing. Same with sound. If there's other sounds in the room, you can focus on all the sounds at once, including my voice. Here I hear the sound of the computer a little bit. I can hear some sounds from outside. Focus on all the sounds around you at once, along with all of the visuals at once. You're now in theta, if you're doing it. You've now accessed the whole brain. Here's another way. Tune in to the entire body, your entire body, simultaneously, from your toes to your nose, and every part and every limb, everything at once. Tune into all of it at once. You're now in theta. Your brain starts doing a rhythm of between 4 and 8 cycles per second. Nun, 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 nun. The cool thing is nature is completely designed to take us into this state. I mean, even all the branches and leaves on a tree, all the blades of grass in a field of grass. I mean, everywhere you look in nature, there's more than one thing, right? There's tons of stuff. I mean, so it's all designed to, I mean, all the waves on the ocean. I mean, all the ripples on the lake. I mean, even the sky. If you just look at the sky, you can go into bliss just by tuning into all a whole bunch of things at once instead of focusing on one thing, right? This is really, really important for not just going in the zone, but also for getting out of hyper focus on your problems. or hyper focus on good and bad. That sucks. That's cool. Even in Buddhism, they say when you tune into something, you say, oh, that's good, that's great. You're also in trouble because you're now in danger of losing it. And when you lose it, you might feel a loss, right? So instead of focusing on one thing you have or one thing you don't have or good or bad or any problem you have going on, focus on everything. The first is you could focus on, and we're not talking about just changing your focus from negative to positive, because often when we go to the positive, the negative, it's like it's waiting to get you into butt, right? It's just it doesn't go away. In fact, often the positive triggers the negative, thoughts of the negative, right? The basis of duality, right? So what we're not talking about just focusing on the positive. We're talking about focusing on everything, which is the true reality. The true reality is not, oh God, my life sucks, or oh, that problem sucked, or this is really a bummer, or this is really great, or this is really cool. It's really all of it. That's the true reality. When you zoom out and tune into all of it, you go into theta, right? So think about your problems, okay? Normally what we do when I say that is people will jump from one to the other. Oh, you know, she did that, or he did that, or not enough money, or pain here, right? So it's one thing or another. Even if we go through all of them, we're jumping from one to the other because we're in the prefrontal cortex. And then you can also now think about everything you can be grateful for, okay? As I've mentioned, my favorite to start with, there's so much when you make a great gratitude list. But number one I often think of is, I mean, life is the best, right? But number one is I've never been hungry in my entire life, except maybe when I couldn't get back from a hike in time or when I was fasting. Oh God, right? Never, ever been hungry my entire life. And most of the people I know, same, right? Whereas there's millions of people starving, seriously starving right now. I just heard on NPR, there's 8 million people in, I think it's Somalia actually, right now, totally starving to death. Oh my God. Not to mention just all of the other, there's 100 things we can be grateful for. I've got a cool video online. If you do a search for sound of gratitude, you'll find it. And it shows all the different things you can be grateful for. I mean, all our feelings and friends and family and love and light and frequencies and color and nature and source and, oh my God, spirit. I mean, the full perspective, not to mention hot and cold running water in my home, right? I mean, I've got a hot shower in my home. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's incredible, right? So if you think of all the things you can be grateful for, if you can even pull up gratitude for your challenges and what you're learning from them, that's even better. But it doesn't matter. Just tune into all the things you can be grateful for and all of your problems simultaneously. So it's like you're sitting here as a point of awareness, one point of consciousness, watching it all. You're a witness watching it all. And you're sitting there going, yeah, I got some problems. Yeah, I got some great things. Tune in and sit. Just sit in front of it all. Just be in front of it all. You go into theta and your brain starts functioning fully. But the best of all is you're at peace. When you are identifying with the witness, that point of consciousness that we are, you are at peace. It's a still point. That witness has no emotions, no bad emotion, no good emotions. It's just watching. You are just a camera, right? You are just watching the whole thing. This is the basis of Eckhart Tolle. It's the basis of Adyashanti, Gangaji. It's non-duality, right? Being a point of awareness, 100% focused in the moment. Tuning into all good and bad simultaneously. And then health starts happening. Because when you're at peace, everything resolves. And then there's no stress, right? Because you're just watching it all. To take it to another level, zoom out even further to a timeless place where you see all good and bad, everything on the planet that's going on at once, incredibly horrible things, incredibly beautiful nature, incredibly beautiful love being shared, all of it at once on the whole planet. And then even zoom out so you tune into everything at once that's ever happened, good and bad. Everything at once that will ever happen. And it's a profound state of stillness. Sitting in front of it all, it's like a little light, but this light of you that is that point of awareness is completely connected to it all as well. Perfectly still. This is, I found this to be the number one way to get over any problem or stress I have going on in my life, is to tune into everything. And the more I do it, the more I find I'm just still all the time, regardless of what's going on. It's the way of the yogi. It's the way of the Tibetan Lama. It's the way of the shaman. Sitting and watching. Sitting and watching in that still point of consciousness that we are. It's so cool because sound healing is so good at this, because there's, you know, so many things that you can tune into at once. Let's see, I've got my Tibetan bowl here. Let me play this and tune into all the rhythms that are going on in this bowl at once. And all the frequencies. There's a low note, and there's high notes, and there's rhythms. Multiple sounds at once. I gotta grab my other bowl. Just one second. Be right back. Okay, here's my alchemy bowl. Crystal alchemy with titanium in it. Okay, it's got a low note. And it's got high notes. Listen to all of them at the same time. Hear the low and the high. Here's the low. Here are the highs. Total theta. Cool.
Very cool.
Now, let's do a meditation on gratitude, where we'll tune into multiple things at once. Tune in to your physical heart and bring up feelings of gratitude for your physical heart, beating 24/7, keeping you alive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feel this gratitude for your physical heart through your whole body, down to every cell. Already tuning into multiple things. Feel this gratitude surround you like a bubble. Now, if that gratitude had a sound, listen for it in your head, whether it's a high note, low note, in the middle. Find a sound that seems to match the gratitude. Just play with it. Get it going in your head or start making it out loud. Now, stay in this bubble of gratitude and imagine all the people listening to this radio show, including myself, doing the bubbles of gratitude. So we've got multiple bubbles of gratitude, maybe hundreds right now, right? And so stay in your own bubble and tune in to everyone else listening and doing their own gratitude as well. And that's an entire resonant field that's created from all of us. So tune into both at the same time, your own bubble and everyone listening at the same time. Now, tune in to all the gratitude on the planet. There's 400,000 babies born today, so there's probably a couple hundred thousand at least people that are really grateful. There's a lot of people that live in gratitude. There's a huge field of gratitude on this planet. Tune into that energy and the energy of everyone in this radio show and your own bubble of gratitude for your heart, all three at the same time. And make the sound of it. Tune into all three at the same time while you're making the sound. Again, sitting, seeing all three at the same time. Nice. There's another exercise we do in our class that is to transmit love, receive love, and be one with the universe. But first, let's do a exercise where we're one with the universe. Okay? Because actually, let's come back to that. Let's do this first. We'll do that because I like to end with that one. Let's do the exercise where you tune into all chakras simultaneously. And I have a guided meditation where each chakra is a different, it's the same note at a different octave. So by the end, you're tuned into all seven chakras simultaneously, going into theta, into that still point where you're watching seven things at once. So let's do the chakra guided meditation recording and enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye. Thank you.
like any one frequency is not the deal. It's like one frequency for anything, one crystal bowl, one sound, which we commonly do in sound healing. It's really all of them at once is the deal. And it's really the portal to a state of oneness. I think of source energy as all frequencies in the universe. So let me walk you through, we've probably gotten pretty good at it now. Let me walk you through all frequencies in the universe at once. So tune in to all frequencies of sound from the lowest all the way to the highest and everyone in between. All in between. Right? So you're tuning, it's like you're sitting in front of this cosmic array of speakers with all frequencies in the universe coming into your body. You're just sitting there in this still point, watching them and feeling all of them coming into your body at once, right? From highest to lowest and everyone in between. But below our hearing range are rhythms. They're frequencies also. Every rhythm is a frequency. One cycle per second, one hertz is actually wow, wow. So there are many rhythms which are below our hearing range as far as frequency. So we hear them as rhythms. So you got very fast rhythms like brr, brr, all the way down to really slow rhythms. Wow, wow. The rhythm of the breath even. In and out. So add in all rhythms from the slowest to the fastest, along with all of these frequencies, and let them all come into your system at once. All frequencies and all rhythms. Sitting in front of all of them in front of this cosmic array of speakers. But even slower rhythms we can add in. The spinning of the planet. One breath in 24 hours. Add that in. Or even slower, the movement of the earth going around the sun. One breath in 356 days, right? And then the movement of the tilt of the earth, which is a precession of the equinoxes in 26,000 years. Add that rhythm in, one breath in 26,000 years. Or the sun going around the Milky Way in 200 million years. One breath in 200 million years. So you can add all of those in. The earth going around the sun, the precession of the equinoxes, the sun going around the Milky Way, it's precession of the equinoxes, earth going around the sun spinning, all the rhythms there are, and all the frequencies of sound from low to high. And go even higher to the frequency of electromagnetism and light. Really fast vibrations and add them in while still feeling all of the other lower ones. Even faster is the atom. The fastest we know of is the quark. So we have the fastest in the atom and quark all the way down to the slowest, the movement of the sun going around the Milky Way. Even the movement of the galaxies are even slower. But now we have all frequencies in front of us coming from this cosmic array of speakers, all frequencies in the universe. Tune into all of them simultaneously. Sit and be in front of all of them. Now bring all of these frequencies inside your body and feel them all at once, because we are a hologram of all in the universe, all frequencies in the universe. We are all of these frequencies. And all of us are all of these frequencies. So in this place, we're all one. Feel this oneness with everything in the universe. It's interesting, from this place, any one frequency would bring us down. I don't even want to play a crystal ball, because all frequencies get you the highest, right? Where you're one with everything. Now add two more levels to it. Send love while being in this place of oneness. Send love to everybody in the universe. And receive love from everybody in the universe, including everybody in this call on this radio show. Send and receive love from all while being one with the universe. Complete state of theta. All parts of the brain talking to all the other parts of the brain, not only other parts of the brain, but to all the brains in the universe. This is the ultimate state. All frequencies at the same time. And it's so still. And that's where health comes from. The body flourishes. The immune system flourishes. It's a place where you can access creativity. It's a place where you get creative downloads. It's a place where you see all, like the shaman who sings the medicine of the plant. Like the Tibetan Lama that can see all past lives. That place of stillness where all is there. There's no focus on one good or bad. And you're at peace. Hold that energy for the rest of your life, at least through the weekend. Or at least for the next couple hours. Hold it. And go back whenever you can. Whenever you find yourself hyper-focused on one thing, zoom out into multiple things and go to that place of stillness and peace. Go and be there all the time for lifetimes. And there's indescribable love there too. Thanks for listening. Take care.